The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Before all that, though, changes are going to be made to the way the new portal linking Dublin to New York is operated due to some individuals engaging in inappropriate behaviour, Dublin City Council has said. We're going to be talking to Janet Horner, the Green Party councillor for the North Inner City, a little later in the programme. What do you make of it, Ciara?
I think it's disappointing. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean it was surprising, but I mean, there's been constantly people mooning, people flashing, people. One of the worst things I saw was people laughing and holding up footage on their phones of 9/11 and showing that
the
people,
mind boggles.
Yeah, to the people of New York, which of course was a very traumatic event in the sort of the memory of New Yorkers.
Laughing at 3,000 people.
Yeah, it's now I know people are doing that without thought, as in they're not actually being deliberately horrible, but
they are being deliberately horrible.
We're kind of making an utter show of ourselves, yeah. And I haven't seen the same stuff coming back from New York, and if we were trying to sell Dublin to people in any way, this is not it.
No, it's funny, I completely agree with you. I'm sort of in two minds about it. Like, I do remember as a kid going to Butlins. And there was a swimming pool there that, and you were new, you're sitting in the restaurant, you could see into the swimming pool.
The side of the wall was glass.
The side of the wall was glass. It was all underwater. And people would spend the whole time just basically flashing while you were sitting there.
While you're having your sausage and chips.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bit of me that says it was ever thus, but there's also a large part of me that is absolutely mortified that we cannot have something like this, which is, you know, without being too cliche about
it. It's a nice idea. I like the idea, really.
It's a sort of a hands across the border, hands across the Atlantic Ocean.
It's kind of cool.
It is.
You're looking at New York and they're looking at you, and it's just it's kind of science fiction-y.
Would it be too cliched and too twee just to, you know, wave at somebody and give a thumbs up? Or would that be just like, sometimes the modern world depresses me, and this adds to that depression,
I
have to say.
Yeah. It is disappointing, and as I say, we're not exactly showcasing ourselves. I can't imagine Fáilte Ireland are overly thrilled at this portal, and it'll get taken down. It's what will happen should it get worse or persist, and that's a shame. And it's one of those, why can't we have nice things? There is another debate to be had around all this. There's a lot of stuff, particularly online, a lot of talk online about where it has been positioned, and that it is in the wrong place. Is it on North Arrow Street or Talbot Street?
North Arrow Street faces onto GPO.
The GPO can be seen, the spire can be seen, and it's there. And I've seen people say, don't stigmatise the North Inner City, it shouldn't happen. We're allowed to talk about the North Inner City having antisocial problems when we're talking about investment, when we're talking about what it needs, when we're talking about supporting it. We're not allowed to talk about the North Inner City having antisocial problems when this is happening. And I kind of wonder,
I think you have
to be allowed to have honest conversations about what's going on in society.
I don't think it matters where it is in the city.
And that may
centre.
Be true, and we've no way of knowing, because it could be on Stephen's Green and it could have the exact same issues. Yeah. I don't know. But I think it's kind of interesting how you're allowed to say, when it's let's give funding and infrastructure to the North Inner City, we're allowed to say it has antisocial problems. We're not allowed to say it when people are mooning.
This is so, O'Connell Street is the main thoroughfare in the country, though.
It should be a place where the portal should be allowed to be.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Look, let us know what you think. Is this an embarrassment for Ireland? WhatsApp us or voice notice 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.